And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin today. Rock God Rick's working today in the tackle shop. And we have Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris, Shogun, Polaris Supreme. All the stuff that Frank does for the industry is too long a list to really say. But great to have Frank here, and happy to celebrate him coming up on his 80th birthday. Like, hey, Frank, come on.
You don't look a day older than 70.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, but having fun and having some great giveaways today for callers and texters.
Are you kidding me? I mean, today is a beautiful day. Every day is beautiful here, right? But we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty, okay, to one lucky caller or texter. And whoever does not win that, the next caller or texter is going to win a $250 certificate. Good for the Shogun, the RP, or the Polaris Supreme.
And the way we're going to do that is Frank's going to flip the coin, and the coin flip gets the Liberty trip, and then the secondary
not that it's,
not loser, but
right,
the other winner is going to get the two. I don't know which one, which I don't know, Corey.
It's all good.
They're
right?
Both good, right? They're
you
both
great. You ones. Could just let the first guy choose.
Yeah. Well,
we could if that was just available.
Now you're trying to make it complicated on old Pete here. Come on, I'm old too, Frank. I mean, I need easy things, right? So, hey, Mike Lum, the amazing Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kitchen.
The one and only.
He and Harold Davis are on their way up on a hunting trip right now. But what are they doing? They're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. And Mike, of course, is working hard. He says the Grand Raffle kicks off at Tackle Day, November the 4th, and the drawing will be held at Day at the Docks in April. And he also side noted, too, that David McGruthers, XL 10-day trip, texted me from the boat to tell me they raised $10,500 with their boat raffle yesterday benefiting Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
Wow.
That means 250 more kids will go fishing. We welcome charter masters to contact us that want to discuss fundraisers on their trip. And
Frank,
that happens on the RP a lot. It was kind of the brainchild of John Collins, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. And we also have the Friends of Rollo jackpot, you know. That there's a $50 jackpot that most people get in, and that's for first, second, third place. First place gets 50%, second, third get 25%. But then we also, on the boat, do a $20 Friends of Rollo jackpot for we usually name a fish for the largest wahoo, the largest yellowtail, the largest white sea bass, whatever it could be, and that person gets half of that money. The other half goes to Friends of Rollo.
That's cool. Now, what did this gentleman on the XL do? Do you know?
He does what John Collins does. I'm assuming they're doing what John Collins does. They get
some
very nice prizes, nice products, rods, reels, things like that, and they sell raffle tickets.
Okay.
And John, the way he does it, if I remember right, you can't buy more than $200 worth of raffle tickets, but you can buy up to that, and then the prizes are worth, you know, a lot of money.
Well, now, wait a minute. At $10,500, I mean, why not if somebody wants to buy a grand worth? What the heck, right?
Well,
it all goes to taking kids fishing.
John just kind of limits it so that way everybody has
it.
That's the way he does it.
Yeah.
Everybody can do their own variation.
But if you wanted to do that, contact the people at Friends Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, rollokids.org, rollokids.org, and just send an email or give a call to Mike or Howard or whoever and say, hey, I want to put together a fundraiser on my charter to benefit taking kids fishing. And they'll help you set it all up.
So cool.
Yeah.
It's really neat to hear. And there's so many ways to do it. If you don't do it that way and you have gear, maybe you're upgrading your gear or upgraded your gear this year and you want to donate your stuff, Mike Lum will happily take that. If you bring it down to Fisherman's Landing or Steve Pinard at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, and they'll be happy to commandeer that gear.
Yeah.
And then all that gear gets, I believe, at Day at the Docks is the big used tackle sale for Captain Rawls. It's a huge deal. Now, at Day at the at Tackle Day, coming up November the 4th, they're going to have a great fundraiser. I'm not sure if he's going to do the wheel or the pick-a-box.
He does do the wheel, I believe.
I guarantee you that Mike Lum will have something really, really good at Tackle Day raising money.
All you have to say is Mike Lum's involved, and I know it's
and
not
it's all
so.
Good. Yeah, for sure. Right. Hey, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Out There News, loaded with great information. A lot of hunting this week. Hunting season is on, and a lot of stuff coming up. And, of course, the incredible fishing here up and down the coast of Southern California. Harold Davis just sent me a
Sir Harold Davis
just sent me a text of a very large yelloween tuna caught off of Fort Bragg.
How about that?
Yeah.
Do you think it could be a big eye?
Yeah, that's my
Right? I'll show you the picture, and you can tell
By the way, we want to mention Tim Baker along with Mike.
Yes. Yeah.
Does a
I don't know.
Line.
Is that a big guy or a yellowfin, Frank? That looks like a yellowfin to me.
Wow.
We're
looking at it right now.
Yeah.
How big of a fish do you think that is?
That's a big fish.
Yeah, I'd
80?
Agree.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
Yellowfin. All right.
70-pounder.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good one, for sure. But Fort Bragg, that's way the heck up there.
Way up there.
Yeah.
Fort
sure.
Bragg.
Some good
above
stuff.
Fresco, man.
Yeah. Hey, phones are packed. Texts are going crazy. Let's jump into the phones, Corey.
How about Mike? And Mike from Phoenix. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I had called in probably a month ago, and we spoke about the drop shot technique for bluefin. And I just want to let you know that I was on the tribute Tuesday night, day and a half, got my personal best 80-pounder. But I made one little mistake with that setup, and I had only about a 2-foot leader on the sinker. And I hooked up, and I had him pinned for about 15 minutes, but he came off. And I think what happened by having a shorter leader, he was able to swing his head and get that weight out of his mouth. So my advice on that technique is 5 to 6 foot is what the crew would suggest.
Really? That long? On the brawler. You're talking about the brawler rig, right? The drop shot rig? Wow, that's a long leader. Yeah.
Yeah, because I had like 24 inches, and I had him pinned solid, and the hook, line, everything was good when I reeled it in, but the crew said, you needed to have a longer, because he was able to get that thing swinging.
Was this a daytime or nighttime fish?
It was a daytime.
A daytime fish, wow.
Wow. Deep, yep.
All right. Yeah, that's great. Well, congratulations.
Yep.
Nice fish. Yeah, way to get them.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate the call this morning. 213-432-1090. You've been trying to get through. That line just opened up. 213-432-1090.
All right. No,
good morning. I have one from Tim in Hemet. And he says, good morning. Why don't boats use hand lines for trolling like they did in the 80s?
Oh,
we had milk crates in each corner. They seemed to work well. That, of course, was from the albacore years.
Bringing
right?
back memories.
Well, why don't we? Because the angler doesn't get to participate in that. Those were fish that usually the crew kept or they went to the galley.
Uh-huh.
What fun is it? Yeah, I think it's fun to pull one on a boat line, but it's also more fun for the angler to land it on a rod and reel.
Sure. Have there been troll fish?
Occasional bluefin on the troll,
okay.
And for sure you get yellowfin on the troll.
And Dorado.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So the boats are still trolling.
Not with boat lines.
Yeah. No, not with boat lines, but...
Some of the boats, not all of them. You know, the guys that are going out to fish bluefin, it's all sonar fish pretty much, or flat spots, or breezers, and they're getting on the fish with... The last thing you want to do is stop the boat for 10 minutes, even 10 minutes, to wind in a troll fish when you might be going for a flat spot.
Okay, where everybody has a chance to be hooked up.
So some boats will say, yeah, go ahead, put it out. And other guys will say, you know what? Right now, no.
Hold off.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, great. All right, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Don? Don Cohn from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, guys. Good morning, and good morning, Captain Frank. Thank you so much for being such a great ambassador for the sport we all love.
Oh, thank you.
My question, I actually have two questions. I'm on an 8-day in November on the Searcher, and I want to target Wahoo, so I'd like some ideas on Wahoo lures or bombs. And then on the Liberty, I'm thinking about a 2-day Let's Talk hookup trip. What are my fish processing options?
Well, your fish processing options, I believe on the Liberty, they will fillet your fish on the boat. But if you don't want them, if you want them processed, then I'm sure they will handle that for you. They'll just keep your fish whole. And when you get in, you have to make sure you have a reservation with one of the three processors.
And that they'll come down and pick up the fish.
And that they'll pick them up. In some cases, if they're not going to meet the boat that day, then you might have to take them to the processor yourself. But quite often they will be around. So you just want to call and find out what your options are. And the three processors are Fisherman's Processing, Five Star, and Sportsman's.
By the way, we still do have a few spots left on that 2-day in mid-October on the Liberty.
That's a good
And it's a limited load. It's really inexpensive. I can't believe that they're running it for that price. But it's a great trip, and you can book it at fishermanslanding.com.
Good.
Yeah, easy good. One for sure.
Does that answer your question well enough for you?
I think so. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, we have a great text here from Todd, and Todd's calling us from Oceanside, and he says, good morning, Frank. I wanted to know what the Northern Ridge is like now and if Mag Day has seen any of that big yellowfin that we used to get.
Not to my knowledge, but nobody's been down there, and the reason why they're not down there, you heard John Ireland talk about 90-degree water, your bait would die. So they're barely going down to the 23 just because it's 80-plus degree water, and you don't want to kill your bait because then you won't have be able to fish the rest of the trip. So usually that fish, if it's going to show, it's going to be in November.
Yeah.
When the water's cooled
down. It starts to cool down.
Yep.
And then, but it could happen.
Of course.
I mean, will we ever see it a year like 2005?
Will we ever see a year? Absolutely.
It could happen again.
I believe it again. Okay. Just like you try to tell me we'll never see albacore again, I still believe we're going to see albacore.
But isn't that the...
Absolutely.
That's what...
We saw a mystery.
For me, that's what makes a beautiful ocean. Like, it's so beautiful because so many different things happen. And I'm not going to say take advantage of it, but take advantage of it. Look at this bluefin that we've had for 10 years, 10 seasons. This bluefin that we've had locally might not be here next year.
You know, what we don't talk about is how delicious that stuff
is. It's incredible.
Bluefin or yellowfin?
All of it's delicious.
I mean... What's your favorite, bluefin or yellowfin?
My favorite's bluefin, but I love the yellowfin.
Yeah.
You know, there was a trip on the Supreme where Sanford Marita and Michelle went, and they gave me some bluefin and yellowfin, and I'm sharing it with some people, and I gave them a piece of yellowfin and a piece of bluefin, and I want them to compare it. But, you know, we had four people for dinner the other night, and Kathy did all sashimi, and the spicy mayo sauce, the avocado, the onion, the celery, the cucumber, the kelp, and she had all of that out. And you talk about people have a hard time stopping. It all tastes so good. And you can have some of the best parties with that stuff. And then some people say, well, it's not so good cooked. Well, I disagree. I
love searing it.
I sear it all the time and put it on my
salad. I seared yellowfin last night that we caught Friday. Yellowfin is absolutely my favorite over bluefin. I love bluefin, but yellowfin is
really
number one. What about
there
you?
Are other
I like both, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't. You know what? I don't discriminate. I love them both.
That's what I gotta say. They're both very very good. But boy, putting it in on a piece of nori and putting your rice on there and then putting a couple pieces of sashimi and then some avocado.
Man.
Oh, and don't forget the cream cheese, a little stick of cream cheese on there, and then a little bit of that spicy mayo sauce. Oh, my God.
It's only 8:20 in the morning. You're making me hungry.
Okay, what pulls harder, bluefin or yellowfin?
Oh, no doubt, yellowfin.
No doubt.
Really?
Not even a contest.
Question.
Yeah. Not even.
And what about you,
Corey? Don't get me wrong. Occasionally, you will get a bluefin that's just got, I don't know, taken.
A mean bone in his body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll fight up to a yellowfin. But consistently, a yellowfin will
outpull,
hurt you a lot more than a bluefin will.
I agree.
Interesting.
You?
I you're asking a guy that doesn't
get calico
offshore,
man.
Really.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you do. I mean, you went offshore this week? Come on,
I did.
You have to tell the truth.
I admit it. I love fishing, period. Yeah. Anybody that knows me, I love a good time.
I mean, and when fishing's 20 miles away, man.
When I heard that, I literally, within an hour, had the boat hooked up, two rods, and I was on my way. Now, I didn't catch one, but that's fishing. But that makes, hey, when I do get one, it makes it that much more.
How much bait did you take?
Zero.
Yeah.
two rods, both with a popper, and on my way.
Yeah, it could happen.
Right. Hey, speaking of albacore, Mario from Pasadena writes, good morning, guys. Just wanted to let you know my buddy of mine fishes the Monterey Canyon and caught a bunch of albacore. Best were 33 and 37 pounders.
Wow.
So how about that? Monterey Canyon.
Incredible.
They're getting closer.
Right?
I mean, Frank, could it happen this year that they come down this way?
Well, we used to go up as far as Monterey on the Royal Polaris.
Yeah.
And we used to go up to Morro Bay, all the way above there, all the way to Monterey. We've gone on the RP to catch albacore. Why don't we do it now? Because we don't
need to.
Yeah. For
but
sure.
We used to do it all the time. That's when we used to catch some of that big eye, too.
Yeah. Incredible, man. I love all this good talk. I know somebody else who might be loving it, too, and that's Captain Dave Hansen. We've got him on hold. It's your fishdope.com man of the hour. Your guides, Mr. Saltwater Guide, Mr. Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave. Stumbling all over the place. You got me all fumbled.
Yeah, you are. Good morning. Yes. Good morning. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
I should have called you. I went out and dipped out on foam or fish. What do I need to do, Dave?
You need to pay attention.
I know.
Period.
That's the thing. I've got my listening ears on. I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah, the fishing right now is absolutely insane, like Frank was saying. The good old days, I don't know. Good old days. Isn't this the good old days right now? I don't know. I think this is about as good as we're going to get, gang. If you're waiting for something, if you're waiting for something special to happen, well, it's here.
Anything but bad in the old days.
Yeah, there it is.
Exactly.
You heard it.
It's pretty special right now. It's pretty spectacular, and I'm not Harold Davis, but I am the guy that sent you the pictures of those fish. Grossbeck got those up there off Fort Bragg, and he says they're big eyes. So
okay.
I'm not going to argue with them.
Well, they do have a long fin,
but they
don't have that round head that the big eye a lot of times.
They don't have the round rear end.
Yeah,
you know what? If Fred Grossbeck says they're big eyes, I'm pretty much
there. Yeah, I'm not going to go there, Frank. I'm not going to argue with Pete. It never works out in my favor. So, gang, the fishing between Catalina and the beach all the way down to Ensenada, you just have no idea what you're going to catch. Like Frank said, where's the wahoo? They're probably here. We just haven't caught one yet. Just stand by. I had the weatherman Chris Dunn on the show on the Monday, and he says his maps and everything he sees shows October to be like the most epic that we've ever seen, and I can't even imagine it getting any better. But he said we're set up for a phenomenal October, November, all the way through Christmas. So I would get my reservations in as soon as possible, and like Frank said, the processor is, you got to get your reservation into the processor because you can't even comprehend how many fish. I was talking to Tim Ekstrom. He said it's overwhelmingly mind-boggling, Hanson, how many 100-pound tuna they're cutting every single day. Then Corey brought up something that's super important to understand, and I had Jamie Dimon on my podcast on Friday because we know how important this closure thing is to understand it all. It's very confusing because, let's be honest, most of us are just fishermen. We're not real good at reading and obtaining what we're reading. So Jamie was on the show on Friday's podcast and tried to explain everything that's going on. This whole new rockfish closure thing is hard to decipher, but super important to understand because this is an easy, easy hanging fastball that'll just be hanging right there for the fish and wildlife. So do not make it do not go out there and catch a bunch of tuna on the way home, or go out there and catch a bunch of rock fishing on the way home, and you see that farmer of tuna, you cannot fish it. You can't. It's the weird thing, but it is the thing, and there's no way around it. So please, if you don't know what we're talking about, go watch that podcast. Jamie Dunman explained
it perfect. So basically what that is if you get within the inside a 50-fathom curve and you see a foamer and you have rockfish on the boat, if you catch those bluefin, you're in violation because you have the
rockfish. You cannot put your line in the water, Pete. You can't. Yeah. Let's just say you're fishing Clemente. And you caught a bunch of rockfish and you slide into the cove to spend the night, maybe catch some squid. You can't drop a line in the water if you have red rockfish on the boat.
Right.
You can't catch a sea bass. And sea bass could be foaming, eating the paint off the bottom of the boat. You can't put a line in the water.
Yeah, another crazy lunatic idea of the fishing wildlife. Right?
Well, I mean, it's lunatic, but they've left it open for us to potentially go do it.
Right.
But you can't, like, off, you know, like inshore guy myself, I can't go fish rockfish and then come into the kelp and fish calicos.
Right? No.
Like, that's so.
No, you got to do it backwards.
So basically, if you're going to go rockfish fishing, you go rockfish fishing.
Or go fish the bass fishing and then go offshore. And fish the
yeah you could do it that way
fish the rock fish first and then come in
yes. and then come in yeah
well like Jamie's husband Jason and I were saying on the show, we got to do everything backwards yeah. with the way we were taught. We did it all the other way. Now you just do it backwards.
Yeah.
Do your surface fishing. Yeah. Hey. Do your surface fishing first and your rock fish second. It's weird, but it is what it is, and there's no way around it, and we don't get that ticket, please.
That's right.
It could be completely shut off, but it's not.
It's
open. You just have to follow the right path and get it done.
Right.
Correct.
FishDope.com, of course, has all that information on FishDope.com. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And how do we find you, Dave?
Your Saltwater Guide. I'm on every piece of social media known to man. Very, very active. Live podcast Monday through Friday at 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And all we talk about is fishing.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right. Appreciate that.
Great information.
Phones
sure.
are packed. Let's jump into it.
They are. How about Jerry? Jerry Colm from Garden Grove. Good morning, Jerry. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, Pete, Corey, and Frank. I just want to give you an update report. I was on the shelf with a bacterial infection for 2 months with an eye infection. So I got released a week ago, and I told my friend, hey, it looks like Dana's getting a little fish. So we jumped on the Dana Pride with no expectations whatsoever, just get out, smell the fresh air, and be on the water. Be damned, I got an 18-pound bluefin and 2 necktie dorados. But the fish were kind of, you know, line shy, and I dropped down to 25 and pretty much had to bring them up dead. But there was 6 other fish dumped that people had no clue what they were dealing with. You know, Dana Point bluefin is pretty funny.
Yeah.
So we had a good time.
Awesome. And glad you got out, Jerry. Glad to hear you're feeling better, too. Now, Jerry is iconic in the world of Let's Talk Hookup, you know. Jerry from Garden Grove. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And his whole family's in the industry now, right, Jerry?
I think
2 of them.
Yeah,
the boss and the son.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And your son's famous now, too. Big guy, big wig over at AFCO. And we're proud. We're very proud of him, too.
Yeah, he's doing well. I'm really proud of him. I told him, you know, in this world, if you want something, you got to work hard and go for it. And that's the only thing I think he ever listened to, you know, and it worked. But...
And
yep,
he's doing
great. Real good.
And they used to come together to our Let's Talk Hookup broadcast when he was just a little tyke.
How cool is
good
that?
For you, Jerry, for bringing your kid up right. Way to go. Keep him fishing.
Super neat, man.
All right. Glad you're feeling better, Jerry. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Yeah, I've got a text here, Pete. Let me track it down. It says, good morning. He says, and this comes from Sean of Blossom Valley. He says, I have a question for Frank. What are you most proud of in your illustrious career? So thank you. It's a good question.
What am I most proud of?
Yeah.
Well, I think that goes, I can answer that easily. I'm most proud of the crew members, the people that we've been able to help get into boats. I think of immediately one of them is Brian Kiyohara. What a fabulous man he is for our industry. And if you have a kid that you would like to see him work on a boat, maybe not make a career of it. But I'll tell you what, if he works for Brian Kiyohara, number one, he's going to learn respect. Number two, he's going to learn work ethic. He will be a fine human being. That's all I've got to say. And that's what happens if you work for Brian Kiyohara. And there's other guys in our industry that do a similar job, but Brian's the leader.
Okay. How about that? Brian is great.
So I would say it's the young people that we've been able to nurture along, help buy boats. Look at this kid on the Tomahawk, David Ibrahim. And look at Aliar. I mean, I didn't even know who Aliar was.
Several years ago.
Guy out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And look at him now. So, yeah. And they're all humble, wonderful people that are doing a great job. So that's what I'm probably most proud of, okay?
Yeah. And how about Frank? The whole Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program, too.
Well,
I mean, you've
course.
Been instrumental in making that thing happen.
That's,
and taking over 130,000 kids fishing at this point.
Yeah, and yes, we started it. But the people that are really keeping that going right now are Harold Davis and Mike Lum and Tim Baker.
Howard.
I still do a fair amount for it, but nothing like I used to do. So,
but you got to roll.
But anyhow, and we did start it, yes. My daughter suggested it, and we started it. Yes.
Wow.
But it's, there's plenty to be happy about and proud of, but like I said, it's the people that I see doing so well today that makes me feel really good.
How cool
That's
is that?
Cool. Very touching.
Good for you.
Hey,
with Tim Ekstrom's one of them.
There it is.
Yeah, he worked for you.
It's nearly the entire fleet, really. I mean, as far as that, I could tell you all the good people in this industry are tied to you somehow, and I'll leave it at that. We'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be back with more of Frank Lopresti when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norsk Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norsk Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norsk Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service both before and after the sale. It doesn't matter if you're looking to upgrade your current batteries tomorrow or a year from tomorrow. We're here to answer your rigging questions to get everything set up right the first time. Find us online at norsklithium.com. That's N-O-R-S-K lithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norsk Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood and have Nick Wayne walk you through why Norsk Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having such a great time in here with Frank Lopresti.
Oh,
right?
Always great having Captain Frank here, for sure. And I have a great text here from Jimmy in San Marcos, and it says, always a great show when Frank is on. I remember seeing a video of Frank demonstrating how to cast an anchovy and was super informative. Can you tell me where I can find that? Are these tips that you can share for the best way to cast an anchovy? I remember those that video. I remember seeing him demonstrating Fred Hall show.
Does it have anything to do with a clothesline clip?
Yes. Yes. Half of a clothesline clip.
Okay.
Half. Wooden one.
Right. Yeah. So.
No, you know, of all the videos we've done, I think the one that I did with Randy Toussaint, I've gotten more compliments about that video than anything else. And it's important. Yes, today it's not quite as important. But depending on the type of fishing you're doing, yes, today it still is important. But, you know, it's just like being able to make a good cast. A lot of times your bigger fish are on the outside edge. Don't ask me why, but they are. So casting is important, not learning how to, you should learn how to cast properly always, but fly line casting is the most important. Don't you agree, Carl?
I completely agree with you. Okay. But the only thing is today, we're in an era of 7-8-inch sardine versus
the anchovy.
4-inch anchovy.
Yeah,
you know?
But there's times now that rather than the 6-inch sardine,
yeah.
There's the 3-inch sardine. So
yes. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And how do you perfect your casting, Frank?
Practice
on the lawn,
practice
in the park.
All you need is that spray bottle with water, like I said before, because you can't cast dry line.
Spray bottle, and you put that on the line.
Yeah, you spray a reel every cast.
And cast with a full clothespin rather than a...
That's where I taught Tony, my son.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all with the clothespin.
Yeah.
And learning the proper, it's just all in motion, you know. Too many people try to use their whole body, and you don't use your whole body. It's all in your arms.
It's about the lob. There's a technique.
And the other thing to remember is, you know, it's just like I used to say, is if you're a quarterback and you want to throw a 50-yard pass, it's got to have arc. If you don't have arc, you aren't going to make a good cast.
So, how do we find these videos?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're outside. I don't know either. Yeah, they got to be around somewhere. Maybe somebody can write us or call us and tell us where those might be. Yeah, but casting is important. What do you think about spinning reels, Frank?
They're not my favorite, but, you know, they become, first of all, the spinning reels that are made today, a lot of them, the high-end ones are very good. I think that if that's what you like to do, that's fine. I don't like the idea of one on a 16-day trip, even though there's a few people that like that idea. But if that's what you like to use, I remember one customer that we had, Ted Oshinomi, that he fished the spinning reel all the time, and he was very good at it. He didn't try to catch 200-pound yellowfin on it, but he used it a lot, and he was very, very good at it. So, you know, I think it's a matter of choice. It's not something that I ever want to teach my kids how to use, but...
Not what you can do with conventional gear,
you know,
right?
One of the biggest mistakes that young people make with using a spinning reel is while the fish is pulling drag, they try to turn the handle.
And what are you doing then? I mean, you're twisting up the line.
Oh, you end up with such a mess. Such a mess.
Horrible mess.
The next thing you know, you're going to pull the line off, cut it off, put a new line up.
Yeah. Well, hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it. Pete, how about Abraham calling from Temecula? Good morning. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're great. How are you?
I'm very well. Frank Lucresti. I went fishing on your boat for many, many years.
Go ahead, Abraham.
Your boat for many years. Abraham Phelps is out of Temecula, California.
Well,
I remember you, Abraham. Yeah, we went fishing together on the Royal Polaris.
As a matter of fact, we went down to up to Alaska with you on your Alaskan trip several years ago.
Sure.
And I have a character. His name is Titus that I draw. You may remember that also.
Oh yeah.
Yep. I remember that.
And I own the landscaping business down in Temecula.
Yes. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, my question was, do you guys have any trips that are 3 days or 4 day trips that are going to be between now and the end of the year?
No, nothing that has any. Yeah, you know, you have to check the schedule. There might be a couple on the Shogun. On Royal Polaris, all I can tell you is next June there's a couple of openings on a couple of 3 day trips. And to my knowledge, there's a few openings on a few trips in November and December in 2024. There's a few openings. And, you know, the thing you have to do is you have to check the schedule all the time or call the office and be on standby, because when we get a cancellation, we can call you. And there's always cancellations for one reason or another.
Just happens, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And I might add, too, that several of the other long-range boats have taken their fall seasons, like the American Angler. I believe we're all star too, and broken them up into shorter trips.
That's
because
correct.
Of this local fishing is
That's
so good.
Correct.
So check with all the quality long range boats, and they all are here on Let's Talk Hookup. So American Angler, Royal Star, even Red Rooster, I think, has a shorter trip.
Yeah. A lot of
Independence,
the big,
I think, too. Yeah,
because of the good local fishing, a lot of the longer trip clientele is, you know, not going as much on the longer trips. So there's fewer boats running the 16 to 18 day trips.
Right. Just no need, right? I mean,
I wouldn't go that far.
Right. But I mean,
when you can catch
the quality,
the chance of catching the amount of wahoo and the chance of catching straight 100 pound to 300 to 400 pound yellowfin, I wouldn't say that, you know, that you're going to do that locally anymore. So
no.
They're still a very favorite trip with our clientele, and there's some boats that, like the 90 footers, have found it not very economical to be running those trips, and that's one reason when they can run 3 day trips and still make a decent profit that they're doing that.
Right.
And I don't blame
exactly.
them.
Makes sense. Hey, I've got a great text here. Thanks, Abraham. Nice to hear from you, Abraham. Abraham's been around a long time. Anyway, this is from Jack in Escondido. He says, what is the parking for long-range trips like? Let's talk a little bit about how parking is so much better than it used to be, right?
Well, yes. Paid parking has made our parking situation much better than it ever was. And what I want to also point out is when you come to the landings and you don't find parking in the adjacent parking lots, right across the street from Pizza Nova is a parking lot that is for fishermen that has parking availability. So
make $12 a day, right?
$10 a day.
Oh, it's $10.
That's
the Westies lot?
I'm pretty sure it's $10.
Is it? Okay.
All right. And it's $12 in the other lots. But it's definitely usually has some spots in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's available. But the reason why the parking situation is better when it was free parking, people that were going on flights were parking in our parking lots. People that were going to baseball games were parking in our
taking
parking
an Uber there.
Yeah, take an Uber for $15 and not pay $50 for parking at the ballpark. So we had a lot of people that weren't going fishing using our free parking.
Right.
So paid parking
is night and day difference. Now, I didn't understand the magnitude, but I did understand, Frank, the magnitude when I came down to the radio show about 6 months ago or 8 months ago when that changed. And the parking lot was completely open because those people were no longer parking here. It cost them to park.
Right.
Yeah, so now it is a better situation, and the parking is
you know, I mean, could there be times where you don't find it? Absolutely. But it is a lot more, there is more availability now for the angler.
I guess if we chart, you know, there is, think about it, for the guy that really tries to watch his money, he can park here for $12.
Yes.
Take a $12 Uber, $15 at the most Uber to the ball game. He's still saving $25.
Don't be telling him that. Come on, Frank. Don't be picking up our parking.
Oh, exactly.
That's bad,
exactly.
Man.
That's bad.
Yeah. You're trying to ruin it, Frank.
Yeah. But anyway, parking, no problem. Generally speaking, for your long-range trip, it's just going to cost you $12 a day. So that's it. Hey, another one here from Dave in Huntington Beach, right up your alley here, Frank. Frank, what's your favorite method for catching largemouth bass at Lake El Salto?
Here we go.
Now you're touching his heart.
There we go.
My favorite method is really any way they want to bite.
That's a great answer. And that's the cool thing about going to Salto is they bite it all, right?
Well, at times, yes. At times. I like worm fishing. I like surface fishing. I like all kinds. I mean, I don't care how it is.
Crankbait, Senko. Are you fishing Senko?
I don't. Oh, yeah. I love fishing.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the using the weight and bouncing a lizard on the bottom is not one of my favorite ways.
Except
the fact that quite often that's how you hook the big.
Get a big one.
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
they eat those lizards.
Yes, they do.
Corey, you're kind of a pro on that.
What's your favorite?
I'll tell you what I'm a pro at. I'm a pro at wanting to have a good time. I mean, shallow cranks, it could be the weedless little 4-inch or 5-inch through all the stick-ups, that kind of thing. That bite is jarring. I like reaction bites. And reaction bite being a more aggressive, like a hit the bait like a freight train kind of.
I had some that pulled so hard I couldn't even believe it was a bass.
Right, and
I mean, there's
some big fish in there.
It was a lot of fun.
What's your biggest fish at Lake El Salto?
10.5.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's
a good one.
I only caught one that big.
Your biggest at Lake El Salto?
9.5.
9.5.
Yeah. Yeah. But I've had quite a few at that size.
If I got both of you beat, I got 11.
That's a big one.
But that was back in the old days when there were lots of big fish.
If anybody listening really wants to go enjoy that and do it right, and what I mean by doing it right is you're there with the right people, with the right mindset, is to join Frank and the crew and go down. I mean, it's at Senior's Place. It's at a very affordable price.
And it's just your group, right?
Just our group. Not, you know, the Billy Chapman Jr. has a beautiful lodge, and they have good boats and all that. But there can be up to 40-some people there.
Yeah.
Even that right
there can't. Well, yeah, it's at Billy Chapman's Jr.'s place. There actually could be 48 to over 50 people. They run like 24 boats.
And I have been at Senior's Lodge when you could hear the partying.
Yes. Yes.
And so
I don't dig that kind of scene. That's not me.
And I don't either.
Yeah.
When I want to go fishing, I want to go fishing. Yeah. Do I believe in having a cocktail or two?
Or a glass of wine?
Believe it, or a margarita or whatever, and some chips and salsa or a quesadilla or whatever.
Yes.
But I like the idea of having a maximum of 16 people, especially if it can be all your own group.
Seriously, if you're listening and you're remotely thinking about it, it is a very fun trip.
You can just, if you're a saltwater guy and going with Frank and his whole group of saltwater people,
yes,
fun time,
a lot of fun. Call the RP office.
Yeah, and what about tackle? Do you need to gear up with tackle? You need to take your own tackle?
Yeah, I take my own tackle always.
But they have some tackle down there, right?
No.
No, you have to have your own tackle.
No, they can always help you out with some worms or some lures.
Don't count on that.
You need to bring your own gear. If you're not a bass fisherman, you're going to end up spending a little money on tackle. Yeah. How many rods do you need? You know, if you're Brandon, you have 8 to 10.
And if you're Brandon, you have 12 or 15.
And,
if you're Frank,
I bring 6 to 7.
You're, okay. But realistically, can use four, right?
You can get
absolutely.
By, you can get by with 3 to 4 rods. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, back on the subject that we're supposed to be promoting, and that's the Royal Polaris.
No,
I have a question.
We're promoting.
We're promoting fishing. I know, and we're having fun.
But
you're very humble. So. Kalani wants to know, he from San Diego says, good morning, Pete, Frank, and Corey. What is the shortest trip the RP does, and what kind of tackle can I bring? And are those trips available next year on the schedule?
There are a few available. You have to look at the schedule. You'll see a few openings, not very many. And a lot of them will have joined the wait list. And I'll open the books, and I'll see there's only 15 people on this trip. But the trip has not left the dock yet. We on the RP and the Shogun honor those people that are going
most
on
long ranges.
Yeah, most long range. Not all, but most. And so until the trip that you're looking at returns, one day afterwards you can book it. But up to until it leaves and until it returns, we save it for those that are going, and that way
give it a rebook.
That's right.
Yeah, you first you rights just, of refusal.
That's right.
You give the passengers on that current trip to book on the next year.
If you see a trip on there that you really want to go on, you want to call the office, put yourself on the waiting list. And after the trip leaves, a couple days afterwards, you can call the office and say, can I get on it? Did I get on it? And the answer will be there for you.
Yeah, okay. And sometimes you can. And wait lists are so important when it comes to any of the long-range bookings.
Right.
Because things happen. Schedules change, and you may get a call a few days beforehand and said, hey, you want to go on that 3-day trip? You want to go on that?
Yeah, and there are. So
what is the shortest trip on that?
3 days.
3-day trip. And when is that trip?
We have several of them in June.
In June?
Yeah.
Okay, 3-day.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of fun, too. You get to experience that long-range thing.
Well, you get
to go on the Royal Polaris.
But you do get to fish bluefin and yellowtail and that kind of stuff.
And 3 days limit of bluefin today is a very beautiful, bounty.
Nice catch.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip DPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. The time has come for Frank to flip the coin, and the winner, there is a caller. So the caller is Dawn in Woodland Hills, getting the full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, and no slouch of a prize going to our texter Dave in San Diego, the $250 certificate, going to a Shogun, or RP, or a Polaris Supreme trip. Yeah. How about that?
Thank you, Frank. And so Dawn gets the Liberty trip, and Dave in San Diego gets the
$250.
Yeah, we'll be in touch with him. Frank, thanks for all you do for Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for all you do for all fishermen out there. We are very grateful for all your hard work for the many, many years. And thanks for keeping things rolling here and helping us get on the fish. So we appreciate you very much.
My pleasure.
All
the little I do is my pleasure.
I mean, we got 100 texts today, and probably 50 of them were gratitude for what you're doing for the industry.
Easily.
Yeah, for sure. So thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Yeah. And how do we get aboard the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, Polaris Supreme? How do we get aboard those
boats?
All
you got to do is call our office, 619-226-8030, or you can go on the website, Polaris Supreme. By the way, be aware, he doesn't just fish bluefin. He fishes wahoo. He fishes long.
He's got 8 days, right?
He's got 10 days.
10-day trips,
with three,
too.
Two openings on it.
Oh, really? Okay.
And that's with Seeker, who gives a lot of nice prices. Yeah.
So PolarisSupremeSportFishing.com, RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com, or ShogunSportFishing.com. Thanks, Frank, for all
you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in, Corey. You'll be here next weekend, too, right?
Good time.
Yeah, next Saturday and Sunday, Corey will be here. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We sure appreciate all of you out there for your texts, your phone calls, and listening to Let's Talk Hookup and your support of our sponsors. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Corey and I will be hosting Captain Benny Fortino from Coastal Charters. And then next Sunday, yeah, it's lobster season almost.
Crazy.
Steve Oropeza from Promar will be talking lobster fishing next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll